You're listening to SBS News.
There's a new taste of Sri Lanka on Sydney's busy Enmore Road, which is rapidly gaining a reputation as a mecca for food lovers. And there's an ethical side to this lively venue. It's staffed by refugees and asylum seekers. Colombo Social's co-founder is Sean Christie David.
We are giving asylum seekers their first shot into Australian employment. So a couple of these people have been here for up to 10 years, never really had a first chance.
Former Tamil Tiger Jensi fled Sri Lanka during the Civil War. He was intercepted in a boat from Indonesia and spent years in detention centres, including Christmas Island. He's working at Colombo Social as an asylum seeker on a bridging visa. He works in several different areas of the operation and says he loves meeting people. But he says until now, he struggled to find work and fears returning to his homeland.
They will catch it me, I am finished. My life is finished, they will put the jail.
The other co-founder of Colombo Social is Peter Jones-Best.
We have 5 asylum seekers on the books working with us, and that's going to be our kind of first rotation.
The two men met in school, and although Sean Christie David was born in Australia, he says he often felt like an outsider growing up in Sydney's southwest.
And being brown, you felt a little bit different. I remember a lot of the time trying to want to be white. I kind of understand how it must feel for a new migrant to kind of come into this country.
Colombo Social gives traditional Sri Lanka flavours a modern twist. Mr. Jones-Best says the signature dish is a soft-shell crab taco.
We substituted a traditional taco shell for our roti bread, but really nice refreshing mango salsa, some fried curry leaves, and it's topped off with a traditional pole sambal, which is probably our favourite dish on the menu.
Mr. Christie David is a fan of a different dish, which he says rivals Japanese teppanyaki for theatrics.
The Sri Lankan street dish, which is called kotoroti. It's bashing together roti. You take some vegetables and some really spicy curry gravy. Put it all onto a hot plate, crack an egg over it, and get 2 metal blades and bang it together.
Opening a new restaurant in a dining hotspot like Enmore Road is a challenge, but so far it seems to be working out. Peter Jones-Best again.
We do believe the area is on the way up as well. Like, it has been a foodie district, like you mentioned, for a long time, but we feel like the calibre of restaurants is becoming higher and higher. We're hoping it's attracting more people to the area, so that longevity will be there in the end.
For members of their staff like Jensi, working at Colombo Social is a good thing.
So I am happy to work here around. That's why I have to relax, I have the peaceful mind now.
And as for the two founders, this is just the start.
We love to see our team grow.
Hopefully one day start their own restaurant, you never know.
Alan Lee, SBS News.